Okay, we are live. Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates on today's show. I unfortunately have bad news, and that is that the body of Riley Strain was found dead in the Cumberland on Friday, March 22nd, 3/22, odd date, and found not by police, found by workers at some kind of industrial plant, and not a lot of information. Very strange series of events around the discovery of his body. A 4-minute police conference with the police chief Drake, and no signs of foul play, and that's it. They just kind of washed their hands and went forward, and we're going to wait 90 days for the autopsy. This is the same story over and over again. Unfortunately, I just keep reliving these same cases, right? And to believe that Riley Strain tripped and fell in the water and drowned accidentally, you have to believe that he was on some course to get away from CCTV to trip and drown, right? In the Cumberland. I'll show you some videos of the Cumberland. It's not some drop-off river. It's not a flowing fast river. And you can wade out into the center of the Cumberland for like 10 feet before you get over 6 feet in depth. So literally, there's just all these assumptions, just like so many of these cases, so many of the smiley face killers. Unfortunately, I've covered over 300 in my book. So this is the same pattern over and over again. Lured out, right? And I did my first show on Riley Strain. Let's see. Published that March 15th. Then I was on with Nick Liza and JJ talking about it on the Occult Red Rejects the 16th, saying, will he be found this weekend? And then I talked with Jim Smith March 21st, and literally the next day, his body magically appeared after 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks of searching. And I've heard these other rationales that, like, this is the expected time. Are you sure? 8 miles downriver. I keep reading all these things where bodies surface within a certain amount of days. It depends on how cold the water is, obviously, but body surface usually, I mean, he's a tall, skinny guy. My understanding, body surface in 5 days. So where is he for the 14th? And you got to listen to this police chief talk, like, oh, he just popped up. Like, how did he pop up? Was he popped up or was he on the water? There's a lot of vague, like, I'm not satisfied at all. Like, I've seen so many of these cases, I've followed so many. I'm not satisfied with the police explanation, but it has all the elements of like cover up and we're done. And that's the whole thing. If they don't find anything suspicious, it should be suspicious, the fact that he was missing for 2 weeks, that he walked out of CCTV range, that he was at the bar at 9:30, Luke Bryan's, and was disappeared in 30 minutes, like literally vanished. And then he has his bank card, right? So his bank card is found. So what happened? Where's his phone? There's things that are missing. Like, they said he was wearing his iPhone watch. Where's his regular phone? My understanding, he was talking to somebody on speakerphone. And somebody might have been leading him out to where he was headed to, away from his hotel, the Tempo. And so, if he accidentally fell in the water, how did his bank card get found that's identified by his family, right? So did he decide, like, I'm going to have an accidental drowning and open his wallet and then chuck his bank card out? How does that happen? Like, inconceivable. Like, I mean, how dumb do you have to be? How does somebody accidentally drown and their bank card comes out and the rest of their wallet and they disappear? Don't you understand how crazy that is? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So if you're watching this on YouTube or Rockman or X, seems to be, like, I had a lot of listeners on X on some of these earlier streams. But you'll see this is the map. So you see down, he was downtown Nashville, and supposedly his body went all the way around. There's a lot of kind of places that you could put a body in water over here. But, you know, they're not going to tell you the facts. And I mean, if I was the family, I'd be getting a third party analysis ASAP right away. Like, I want to, and they see the body because they're telling them nothing's there. Because, I mean, some of these other bodies, they have signs of torture. I'm telling you that. They all, so many of them, Dakota James and some of these other ones, it's never disclosed. Even Chris Jenkins, he had a clump of hair. Like some of these things, these medical examiners. Yeah, Jeff Buckley, did he drown out there? I don't know. But there's weird things happening in Nashville. Like it's almost a year to the date that that transsexual went in and killed those kids at the Presbyterian, which I have on here. And there's kind of weird transsexual things. It's just so strange, guys. Like my whole concept of this smiley face killers is evolved and adapted because there's some kind of weird transsexual thing. This Fang Shi Wong guy that I talked about on the earlier shows, this is the, it's the exact same thing as what happened to Riley, right? They're overlapping. Fang Shi Wong took Jorge Carreño and lured him away from the CCTV and did him in the river. And somebody seems to have been luring Riley Strain away from the CCTV. Jim Smith had this video of people acting super suspicious. It wasn't Riley Strain, but people super suspicious. I don't even know where the video came from. After Riley Strain supposedly passed, there's people hanging out in the dark with cell phones, like weird stuff. So the police aren't even investigating this. Like this is a problem. And he had like a million views. Like this case had the most view, I mean, interest really than any other case that comes to mind that I can think of in the last 8 or 9 years that I've been studying all this stuff. But it fits the same MO, even down to the police and the cover up. That's already happening right now. So it's a shame. Yes, Tolkien is asking who that person. We're going to get into that. I have the information. So it's been disclosed. So there's been some intrepid reporting, like amazing. Like I'm used to like operating alone. There's like hundreds of people looking into all the suspicious stuff around this whole case. And it is suspicious. This is not a closed. The police may close the case. Huge mistake. We don't even know if he drowned, right? So that's another thing. Oh, we just found his body. No signs of foul play. That's what they're telling the public. Well, did he drown or not? Or was he thrown in the water? Like, there's other questions. Oh, we just found him. We're done. No, nothing suspicious. Clean it up. Give me a break. What a joke. What a joke. This is kind of a deceptive map. This is kind of the sloppy journalism type stuff. It doesn't show the real distance of Riley Strain's body, because he was found 8 miles away. That's suspicious in itself. He should have been found within a mile. That's what you can just, I will just do a search on drowned bodies and look at the experts and what the experts say. And they just BS the public. Oh, he was supposed to show up in 14 to 20 days. I've never heard that. Go read case studies in forensic drownings. I mean, it's just the corporate media is such a joke. It's just so disgusting, especially with these young kids dying like this. It's a disservice to the public, the kids, the deaf. There's so much suspicious stuff about this case, guys. Missing 14 days, walks out of CCTV, his bank card is found. Come on, outside of his body. Where's his phone? Where's his belongings? It's so bizarre. Couldn't find his body for 14 days. It's a huge amount of time. Come on, super suspicious. I have this slide here for people who are on audio, but it shows the international interest in the case. This is from, where is this? I forgot which one this is. The Independent TV, but it says timeline of Missouri student Riley Strain tragic disappearance. This is Police Chief Blake. 4-minute interview, case closed, nothing suspicious. We found no evidence of foul play, but this person pops in here. On the left, if you see this, a lot of people haven't, maybe not following this on X, but she looks like a transsexual. I think it's a woman now. People have determined that it's a woman, but she pulls up, and I'll show you this. She pulls out a cell phone case with smiley faces on it. Like it's off the charts. And the energy coming off, like just my kind of spider sense or my sixth sense is hyper. Creepy. Like this is a hyper creepy person. And somebody traced her name back to these church burnings that took place in 2006. It is so weird. So here's the breaking news of his passing, of his death. Alex Caporiello, I believe he's a local newscaster. Riley Strain press conference around 7:28 a.m. Worker discovered body when removing an object from river. The body surfaced. Fire department retrieved body. Medical examiner reviewed body. Confirmed to be Riley Strain. Family has been contacted. No signs of foul play at this time. Strain still has shirt, watch that he was wearing at the time went missing. Did he have all his clothes? Will you just show shirt and watch? Did he have his pants, shoes, belt? Family, our hearts and prayers go out to you for this unfortunate and tragic incident. Right, they call it an incident. More than 200 tips have come in related to Strain's disappearance. Autopsy will be performed today. He's been missing 14 days. That's suspicious in itself, guys. I'm telling you. So then it was trending on X. So I thought that was interesting. I usually don't see these kind of smiley face killing cases. And that's not one of the sloppy and lame and oversights of these journalists is they don't see this in a, as part of a larger pattern. Like they don't see this. They don't even contextualize it. It's off the charts. Like there's been three or four. It's not even funny. There's been so many cases of suspicious water deaths. Like at least say this is part of a pattern. No. Nobody ever did that. So that's another thing. This is a guy I've been following. SF investigates Steve Fisher. So this was on TMZ. Body found in river near Nashville 2 weeks after vanishing. And it was on the NBC News. So it was all over the news. It was all followed. Let's see. And he was not found by the police. It was not found by the odors or the sonar or anything like, and they never contextualize it. Has this place been previously searched? And if they were, they should have asked those workers, you checked today. Did you check every day for the last 14 days? Right. Cause then that means his body wasn't there. Right. So it popped up to, on Friday, 3:22, this is highlighted. Metro Police Chief John Drake said the department received a call from an employee who works along the river around 7:30 a.m. Friday. The worker had been searching the river for any evidence of Strain when they noticed his body's surface. He just popped up out of nowhere? That's what happened? Like, I was just looking out, it was clear? Or was he on the surface? There's some distinctions. I need more information. This is not working for me. There's not enough clarity. Like, so many of these cases, for people who don't know, may not have listened to me talk about this in the past, a lot of these guys are found in places previously searched. They just, like, I mean, we can go through the whole list, but there's like one out of Philadelphia, which is like Tommy Booth, who was like, they previously searched this river. All the next thing you know, he's like in 6 inches of water with like torture marks, like somebody put a cigarette out on his hand or something. So, I mean, they're not going to look for the stuff. It's like a cover up, is my guess. So John Drake, and I'll play the entirety of the really subpar, public statement. It's not, Hey, Dana. Yeah, chick with the cell phone is the most sus character so far for me. Yeah, there's a lot of sus stuff. Like just how the bank card was found. This is, for me, this is super suspicious. So there's a picture of this woman. People have identified her online. But she's holding the smiley face phone case. It's so weird. It's like flashing a gang sign or something. It's too much. And she's been pictured. She was at the vigil on Friday night, I believe. And she's been pictured all throughout this case, like just hanging out. And watch this. So this is Drake, right? So people are watching this. This is Police Chief Drake. And I'll show a video of her just following him around, like really almost kind of getting in his face. They kind of had to just get in the car and drive off. But I'll show that whole thing. But I need to find this. But apparently, like, she's been traced through this, or she, he, I think it's a she, this turquoise teal shirt on black. So they've seen that throughout and then pictured her in other places. But, like, for me, who's just, like, smiley face all over the place, we're having a smiley face just pop up and kind of the weird vibe, like, the weird vibe coming off this person freaked me out. And then I wrote on social media, so we are supposed to believe Riley was stuck under a rock list. Now the police chief explains this morning's discovery of Strain's body. Did his body just pop up? I'm not buying this, not at all. I wrote that right immediately. And then somebody Can't figure out contractions and said I was an idiot. And then like medical examiner's office confirmed the identity ? This isn't a concerned citizen. What about the family identifying body? Good, great question. These are good questions. My family wasn't asked to hear brother. Unfortunately passed away in Austin. Jason John's family wasn't allowed to see or ID his body last year. How many more families not allowed to see and ID the victims? Very well said. Just if it's possible, you got to have the police have it's one of the courageous members to identify the body. I thought it was a standard protocol for some reason, or to have a loved one. Have like a loved one go see the body of their children, you know? But, you know, people, and I've gotten such great information. I'm very thankful and grateful for all the people, the locals telling me the stories, the background of Blake, who I didn't know. I guess he had some really serious family problems. But just like, it's super sus. And there was another disappearance. This is another Richmond guy ended up in water. This is March 22nd. I didn't get the name, but body of University of Richmond sophomore was recovered from the West Hampton Lake after an apparent drowning around 9:30 p.m. Hey, right around the same time. Same day, right? 3:22. Weird. This is the mayor, Freddie O'Connell. I don't know who this guy is. This is not the outcome anyone hoped for, especially his parents and everyone who loved him. I mean, the sad thing is that the investigation was shot. So this is the same person we just saw with the odd cell phone in another part, kind of fake crying. This is Fox Nashville. So this was somebody found this. You can tell by the identifying teal and black combo shirt, kind of a duper's delight. I thought, in my opinion, this person is fake crying, and I'll get to the video there. This is supposedly where he fell over. So, like, you can see the distance between. Well, you kind of can. But, like, it's really improbable. Like, somebody falls over and does some kind of dramatic roll and loses their balance and then goes into the water that's probably 6 inches deep at the edge and goes out, like, 5 feet to 10 feet. Like, it's not deep. It's not some kind of weird drop-off. Like, why isn't he just found half in and half out of water? His body was missing for 14 days. Freddie O'Connell again. I met with Riley's family earlier this week, and as devastating as I find this news, I can't imagine their heartbreak. We will continue to work toward improvements in safety in a variety of ways. Just other people, you know, just like I said, oh, this is the same person with the weird crying and the same smiley face phone at the vigil. I don't know if you can see this, but this is the vigil the family set up. I think it's the father, stepfather, mother, and family spokesman whose name I can't remember right now. But you can see this person kind of to the right. But somebody spotted them. There she is. And this is the family spokesperson here on the left. I forgot his name. No foul play suspected. Everybody go back to work. Keep paying your taxes. Don't think too much. Don't analyze this. Because if you analyze it, it doesn't make any sense. And it fits in with this Fang Shi Wong, this whole thing I went in Oxford, luring somebody out of the central area where nobody can see them. It's so strange. And I think it's been verified. He was talking to somebody like luring around. Somebody thought maybe it was a woman. I don't know what his orientation was. Seems to be these victims a higher prevalence of homosexuality. But I don't know what his was. And this was one of the people who met him, found him, like that. We'll see this. I'm going to play some video, but weird drowning motifs in the videos, almost like Ed Sheeran, like the same kind of weird stuff. Burton Staggs, please remember, no search group, organization, or law enforcement found Riley Strain. It was an employee doing his job. He made the discovery. It's important to remember that search teams are important, you know, but they need to go. They're not asking the right. This is the classic case of like, we're gonna narrow the questioning and information, because nobody asked, or nobody even had a chance to ask. You'll see this in the police announcement, but Was the place searched before? That's the crucial question. And this person who was like the weird, she has smiley face slippers. Some weird tie. If this is the same person, it's not confirmed, but Alabama. Some kind of weird church burning somebody found. And then this, I think it's important to see the Riley Strain or listen to, maybe listen to my other episode on Riley Strain and Fang Shi Wong, who goes by Scarlet Blake. Weird tie-in, Scarlet Blake and then the police chief Blake. Wow. Strange correspondences. But just speculating like where he is. This is the classic SFK phenomenon, you know, MO. Same thing. Same looking guy. They all look kind of like the same skinny. Somebody speculated the homosexual element. This is OFI research. Theories that Mr. Riley Strain is a homosexual was lured down to the river's embankment by a male. It's likely this male is homeless. It's unknown whether it was a ploy male pretending to be a homosexual, luring unsuspecting people to rob, or if actual homosexual. One of the weird things somebody found on Facebook, I think I showed it on another stream, but he's trying to sell a car the day after Riley disappeared, and then also a cell phone and a watch on Facebook, and the guy had the same kind of weird smiley face slippers. Maybe that's just a common thing. That's weird, yeah. So let me play some video. Oh, and so then, like last year, almost to the date, this was the Nashville school shooting, the transsexual, a male to female, right? But they keep saying, and you can go back and look at these reports. They keep saying a female. No, it's not a female. It was a male in the process of trying to become a female. Like that's a transgender male to female. They have to explain it, and they don't do it. These journal lame journalists don't do it. Embarrassing. And John Drake was involved in that. So the same African-American guy. So yeah, the Covenant Presbyterian Church. I don't know if this guy's manifesto was ever released. Rampage. So that's it. Let me see if I can find this press conference, and then we'll show a few other things. But this case is super suspicious to me. It's just no question about it. There was a police officer who saw this guy, by the way. And he only had one drink for people who didn't hear that. Like he was only at the bar for half an hour before he got kicked out. And then it's just incredible because it happened so fast, right? Half an hour between he was last seen at the bar and then disappeared, just vanished, really, right? And the people are probably searching over and over again. So this is only a 4-minute press conference, guys. I'm going to play this.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. This morning around 7:28 a.m., we received a call from a worker on 61st Avenue at a company that adjoins the Cumberland River that had been searching for anything that would pop up on the river, especially looking for Riley Strain if he would surface here. As they were removing an object from the river, they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain pop up. The fire department.
Right, he just popped up. Did he pop up or was he there? Like, what a strange word. What an informal, lazy word to use. Like,
I was called in, retrieved the body from the river. The medical examiner's office reviewed the body, and we that it is Riley Strain. The family has been contacted. There are no signs of foul play at this time, according to the examination here at the riverbank. Mr. Strain still had
no signs of foul play. He's missing for 14 days. Nothing suspicious. Nobody saw him go in the water. Remember that. His bank card's on the side. I'm going to go and have an accident. Hold on. Let me throw my bank card away without my wallet. Okay, let me resume my accidental journey into the water that nobody can see.
Give me. Had the shirt on that he was wearing, so he had the watch and other identifying factors that helped us identify who he is. I want to say to the family, my heart and prayers go out to you all for this very unfortunate and tragic incident. I also want to say thank you to the Nashville community and the Outpoint community of the Outpoint support from the community in trying to help us locate Mr. Strain. I also want to say thank you to our USAR team and to the fire department and OEM and TWRA and everyone else, and including the media, for everything that you've done, for the countless tips that came in. We received nearly 200 tips as of yesterday that we were vetting out. So at this time, the family's been notified. There will be an autopsy more than likely sometime today, and we'll have a little bit further from that point. So thank you.
Chief, can you tell us, is there any other additional evidence that points you to the theory that it seems like he's been going after for a while now? It's just that he fell into the river accidentally?
Yeah, there's no other evidence that suggests anything other than we have reports that normally under these circumstances with his height and weight that he could have surfaced between 14 and 20 days.
Yeah, that's not the information I got.
This is the 14th day, so we were really expecting anytime soon to find him. In fact, our search teams are going to put in the water here this morning and then search from this point further down. We were in the right spot. It's just unfortunate. But there's nothing to suggest anything other than any foul play at all. Yes, that's so the workers typically on the river, whether it's barge companies, concrete companies, other businesses that actually are on the river, and they look routinely. It's happened countless times before. And as they move, I believe, a barge, and don't quote me on that, they remove something from the river, and as they moved it, they noticed Mr. Strain and called it in.
Typically work on the water. They weren't necessarily search crews.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
That's it. 4 minutes, done.
All right, that was an update from...
Wow, so that's it. Barge moved, supposedly Strain popped up. I guess that's it. Popped up from a barge. Like, was it searched before? That they should have answered that question. I would assume that people were looking through the whole river. Granted, it's an assumption on my part, but that is where... That's not the oddest part of this video, of this whole thing. That's just one angle. So let's go back to a different angle and see this person pop up with this kind of smiley face thing. Watch this. This is a different angle.
And on that he was wearing, so it had the watch and other identifying factors that helped us identify who he is. I want to say to the family, my heart and prayers go out to you all for this very unfortunate and tragic incident. I also want to say thank you to the Nashville community and the Outpoint community of the Outpoint support from the community in trying to help us locate Mr. Strain. I also want to say thank you to our USAR team and to the fire department and OEM and TWRA and everyone else, and including the media for everything that you've done, for the countless tips that...
Smiley face phone case, weird.
...came in. We received nearly 200 tips as of yesterday that we were vetting out. So at this time, the family's been notified. There will be an autopsy more than likely sometime today. And we'll have a little bit further from that point. So, thank you.
Chief, can you tell us, is there any...
So, that's part of it. But then there was, like, this the whole thing is strange. But there's a weird kind of, like, follow-on where that person follows the police chief around. Like, watch this. I don't really have any audio for this, but you can see this person with the smiley face thing asking him a question. Let me see if I can get the audio on.
So we've just heard from the chief of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, John Drake, Chief John Drake, stating that no foul play, confirming Riley Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River in West Nashville. So it happened in the 7 a.m. hour local time. Workers on the river were removed.
But he, she, or that person with the smiley face phone is following the police cop around. And just watch, it's just very, the energy is weird.
An object, he didn't know exactly what object, but removing it. And then they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain, quote, pop up. The fire department was called, they came in, retrieved the body. Medical examiner was called and confirmed on scene that it was indeed Riley Strain. Key point, no signs of foul play seen. This was not an official.
Some of these cameramen are more clever than you than people might imagine. Because I know the cameraman on certain shows that Damian Eccles was on, they are filming him because they might know something else. And they do screenshots that aren't. And something in my mind makes me think this cameraman sensed something suspicious and kept filming.
Official autopsy. This was just an examination on scene. The chief noting that Strain was found in the same shirt that he was last seen in when he went missing. It was earlier this month. I don't actually have the exact day count.
If you watch that weird kind of strange hand gestures, watch the hand gestures. And the police guy just gets in the car, touches that person.
Strain was found in the same shirt that he was last seen in when he went missing. It was earlier this month. I don't actually have the exact day count. Autopsy likely sometime today. And they may have more info after that and would then be able to provide that out. So we are unfortunately breaking the news, the sad news, that this
he/she has to get out of the way. I'm pretty sure that's a woman, but
Riley Strain went missing.
It's so weird.
I'm going to refer briefly here to our next station, WKRN, who is providing this live feed to see the information that they had. Following an extensive search that stretched on for nearly 2 weeks, officials found missing Missouri student Riley Strain's body Friday morning in the Cumberland River. Authorities had received a report of a body found in the river in the nation's neighborhood of West Nashville this morning of Friday, March 22nd.
Let's see. Let me see. I think I have another video. I think that this same person is like fake crying, I think. I'll let you guys determine whether the person is really telling the truth or not, but watch this.
I just wanted to...
This is from Fox Nashville.
I just wanted to find Riley so badly and be able to hug him and say, hey, I've been looking for you for a while, I'm glad to finally meet you in person. I just wanted to find Riley so badly and be able to hug him and say, hey, I've been looking for you for a while. Glad to finally meet you in person.
It's so weird. People call it Duper's Delight when they kind of smile at the edge. And people have said that, Amanda Knox does it sometimes when she's talking, and I kind of see the same thing myself. That's my opinion, but yeah, the whole thing is weird. This guy's seen a lot of tragedy. This guy, he has a very difficult job. I have a lot of sympathy. There's also the crime scene units kind of pop up and take the body, and they're gone. Here's the mother. I mean, I've seen this too many times, unfortunately.
We feel them. We have felt every one of them. Every single one. I just ask that you mamas out there, hug your babies tight tonight, please. Please, for me, just hug your babies tight tonight.
So, yeah, that's that. I don't know. It's just a weird case. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of, a lot of stuff. Let me see. What else do I got? It's just the strangest case. Let me see. I've got this. How they found the bank card, too, was weird. Let me see if I can find that. It's like on this. Where's my stupid thing? go back to the desktop. But yeah, this case is like so many other cases. You got to go see the Fong Shi Wong one. Look at how they found the bank card too. This is weird.
You were out searching along the banks of the Cumberland River and you found Riley's bank card. First of all, when did you find this? It was over the weekend, yes?
Yes, my friend Anna and I went out Sunday. We actually just met that day. That morning we met over TikTok and she's like, can I come join you? And I said, absolutely. And I think we went down at 9:30 and by 12:40 we had found that card.
Okay, you found it under some leaves. The big question, why didn't police find that card? This was more than a week after Riley disappeared.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. I wish I could. I also don't want to put blame on them as much as I do want more support from them for this case. Absolutely.
Brandy, you said you met this person who you were searching on TikTok. There are a lot of people who are rallying on TikTok to try and solve this case.
Absolutely. I've been going out since Tuesday and Wednesday. My friend Riley and I, same name, coincidentally, started doing TikTok lives while I was searching because I was by myself to like have people see the terrain. Maybe people in Missouri could see the terrain and see what we were going through. And Anna, my friend, happened to see it and message me and came down. And I'm so happy she did because her and I together were brave enough to be able to go all the way down that embankment. And now we feel like we're professionals at it. We're very grateful that we did it. And we were very excited to find the card, but now we just feel like we have so many more questions and it's just given us so much more determination to show up here every single day.
Brandy, very quickly, explain why this has caught fire so much on TikTok, why so many people have become so passionate about helping solve this case.
I honestly don't think I can answer that question. I was not like a TikToker before this happened. I had a few followers. And then we found the card and things have just kind of blown up in that aspect. But I think that social media like that is able to keep us all connected and close and able to see how other people care that are strangers. And I think that can inspire other strangers to come help. And today there's so many people walking up and down the sidewalk. That is the first time I've seen that, and that is the most beautiful thing that I've seen.
All right.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. It's just a strange case. I'm not buying the story. The family needs to get a third party involved. And to believe that he just drowned, you have to believe that he was walking out of the CCTV intentionally, maybe to go to the bathroom or something, and then disappeared and then took his walk. Like, so he had an accident, then got up and decided to throw his bank card out without his wallet. And then went back and resumed his whatever was happening to him and then drowned. Like, that's the same thing. It's all these assumptions too. There are people when they analyze these cases, they're very comfortable making these assumptions. They assume that it happened. How? Why? He disappeared. He was missing for 14 days. So long. All these cases, they're so long. No phone. Where's his phone? Where's his belongings? What do they have? And it's a shameful disgrace that some of the stuff isn't divulged to the public, because then they don't understand that this could have been, you know, misadventure, like somebody did something to him instead of making the public think it was an accident. We have no evidence of anything. You sure? I have evidence, because he was missing for 14 days and you couldn't find his body. That's evidence in itself, right? How does his bank card get separated from him? Doesn't wash. This does not wash. It does not add up at all. So rest in peace, Riley Strain. Hopefully people won't forget you, because a lot of these cases, they get forgotten. And I think there's something going on with these law enforcement political groups that are not divulging all the information to the public, not in the way they should. Yeah, his bank card should have been on him, right? Not on the bank, right? There's no question. It doesn't make sense. Like, oh, he accidentally drowned, but then he left his bank card. His bank card magically... I've never had a problem where my wallet and my bank card is in my wallet and my bank card suddenly magically detaches from my wallet and lands on the ground anywhere. Like, it just doesn't wash. Even if I fell down or playing sports or something. I don't know. Just doesn't add up. This case doesn't add up for me. So anyway, thank you for listening.